The need to strengthen institutions and win them off external control and forces will help to ensure desired development and good governance. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program focus, we discussed building strong institutions. The program's manager, Ghana Integrity Initiative, Mrs. Mary Awilana Ada, said non-interference, strong leadership with a sense of direction and commitment from among other values would go a long way to make institutions relevant and effective.
We should encourage strong leadership, leadership by example, leadership which is functioning, leadership which is implementing M&E at its level. When that happens, any other person who is following would know that if the right thing is not done, they would be sanctioned. Let's say corruption, for instance. Corruption is a high gain activity in Ghana because there is a lack of sanctioning regime. People are purported to have looted such huge sums, and then committee after committee after committee is set up. At the end of the day, committee reports come out, the citizens are not informed about these reports, and then we do not see any action following up. When you follow up, what we are told is it is ongoing. Some are being taken to court, and as we all know, the wheels of justice grind slowly. But then we forget that justice delayed is equally justice denied for the people. We need to begin to show that we are implementing the laws and sanctioning and punishing people, very punitive sanctions for corruption. When corruption becomes a high-risk activity, then most of these people who are behaving like that would change. Another is governmental intervention. We cannot run away from that for now. Some organizations, I believe, can be weaned gradually from governmental resourcing. But many of our institutions still need to be supported, meaning financially. But then the other areas, they should be allowed to implement their mandate without interference. That is it. If there is no interference, the leadership of such institutions can implement sanctions, can ensure M&E is done, and can deliver on their results that they have set up to achieve in their work plans for any given year.
Mrs. Ada also noted that citizen participation is necessary if the nation is to develop through strong and reliable institutions that are not in any way influenced by powerful forces.
I would also want to say that the issue of citizens not doing anything and allowing our institutions to laze around and allowing public institutions to do what they want is a problem. Apathy. We need to change this situation. We need to be able to speak up. If Ghanaians agree and make a commitment that we are not doing this, I do not believe that person standing at the traffic light could do anything. We just have to make a commitment that if I do the wrong thing, I would be taken to court and I will pay the money to the nation to be used for the development of this nation instead of going into the pocket of a few people. Lastly, we need to create these opportunities to report people who behave like that and follow through to ensure that people who have committed crimes, be they corruption or be they misuse of office or abuse of their offices, should be punished and sanctioned. If we do that, we would have strong institutions in this country.